John and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, and the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey. It's what's for dinner.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hold on.
Hey!
Hey, no, it's in there. It's just not...
What number?
God, who knows?
Oh, here. Come on!
Number one. My favorite song.
Oh, okay, we'll play it.
God damn it. I'll play it as soon as the machine starts.
Well, we mustn't hurry.
There we go.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Not going to complain about the equipment. Not going to complain about the outdated equipment and the thing. The light was flashing. Not gonna, you know why?
Why?
Because Warm Wine told me today the new studios are on the way.
He said that to you?
Yes, he did.
It's very exciting.
But he'd been drinking.
I can't wait.
Heavily drinking his warm wine. Oh,
come visit the crease of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right.
Well, some warm wine.
Mmm.
This is Michael Hughes, general manager. A complaint? Hold on just a moment. Michael Hughes speaking.
Sip of warm wine before every complaint call.
So, in the next couple of weeks, he said to me, look out, one day when I'm coming into work, and I should tell you guys as well, there will be a big giant crate outside that says studio on it.
Oh, it's a new studio.
And I think it's going to be much like, if you remember in A Christmas Story,
right,
when he gets the leg lamp. Mm-hmm. You remember
Fragile.
That? Fragile. You remember that big box and they have to get a...
it's a major award.
Must be important.
That's right. They got to get a crowbar to open it up. Right.
It's very exciting.
Just wait for that from Acme Products.
Can't wait. And they just press a button and bingo, new studio.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, the new studios are really, they're coming really free FM.
Mike, before we talk about
it's a studio and wine bar.
Before we talk about the bad monkey.
Yes.
Let me just see what's happening here. Give me a moment. I won't tell you who we're calling or why we're calling.
All right.
You can't dial in the air.
Let's see. If they pick it up, we'll dump it out. If it's not her. Okay, all pick right. It up now.
Hello.
Ask to
hi
go
there,
on.
How are you?
Ask, tell you want. Tell me you want to go on the air with Beth Ann.
I need to go on the air with Beth Ann.
So we're calling Beth Ann's new radio station.
Oh, calling the request line?
Yeah.
So we should call back? Okay, tell her Rob called. Bye then. Bye.
And because of FCC regulations, you can't put some doofus's voice on the air.
What was that exchange?
Good news. We have to wait until after 5, because until then she has a paid guest on.
a paid guest?
Yeah. Smells like an infomercial to me.
Let's outbid him. Do they have a listen line?
I don't think so.
We can't do that either,
It wasn't
we?
On their website.
Really?
No, but if anybody... See, here's the thing. If we were actually on the radio anywhere by wherever the hell she is in, like, Greensboro, North Carolina, or maybe somebody on the Internet is listening, it's not illegal if you want to hold the phone down by the radio and we can listen. We've done that before.
Exactly.
But what we got... I'd love to hear what our old producer, Beth Ann McBride, is up to.
She paid guest. I've never... I mean, now... Yeah. I guess Rob is right. It's an infomercial.
Right.
This part, of,
guest.
This part of the show is, yeah.
And her show is going to be on the same time as our show. So every once in a while, just at random, we'll dial the request line. Uh-huh. And
what a brilliant idea to make a little extra cash.
And see, I thought if she picked up the phone herself, that we wouldn't have to deal with the dumb phone rule. And when the guy said, whenever WJSJ, you know, we had to hit the dump. But
paid guest.
She's not taking calls right now, huh?
Well, not until the paid guest is done. It's amazing you got right through, though.
So how much weight will I actually lose? It's amazing.
If we refinance, how much money can we save?
Fantastic. This is a great product. Set it and forget it.
And forget it.
All right. The bad monkey.
Yeah. Now, don't get me on the bad monkey.
Tell me.
The bad monkey.
I'm going to put you on the clock. And I'm going to give you 2 minutes to tell me why the Bad Monkey movie was so bad.
2 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, right. Well, not literally, but go ahead.
Okay. I edited my list down to... Are you starting the clock?
Yeah.
I edited my list down from 10 to 5. Number one, too long. Everybody that's seen it that doesn't like it will tell you it's too long. The movie's something like 3 hours. It's insane.
Right.
You could chop an hour and a half out, it'd be fine. Number two, too much CGI, okay? The monkey. The monkey himself, I could have been satisfied with just the monkey. I didn't need the dinosaurs. I didn't need the insects. I didn't need the spiders. I didn't need all the BS CGI. This is CGI gone mad. This is blue screen gone nuts, and they should combine live action and blue screen. I hate it when they do this. Number three, too long a wait for the monkey to even show up. They do this BS with Jack Black in New York, and it's way too long. They could have cut that by two-thirds. We have to wait too long to see the goddamn monkey. And I was mad about that to start with. Number four, not enough TNA. In the remake of the original, Jessica Lange showed her boobie. Yeah. The monkey pulled down her blouse. I was waiting for that because I think Naomi Watts is hot. We didn't see that. And number five, the monkey takes too long to die. At the end, because we have been sitting there for 3 hours, and I'm there with my friend Peter, and we're watching this movie, and I swear to God, the monkey's up at the top of the Empire State Building, right, clinging to the tower, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, die already! Die, monkey, die! Because we've been in there for 3 hours. We wait, because I'm a fan of King Kong, I had to stay, because you have to see the monkey get shot off the Empire State Building. That's the whole reason you go to see King Kong. It's the culmination of the film. But it was such a long, overdone, we love our computers suck fest.
Oh, yeah.
That it insulted my intelligence.
Yeah.
And it insults the intelligence of the audience. And
yeah.
You're the man.
What? I hated the scene where King Kong made love to the pumpkin. No, it just
well
that's
done.
It.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much. Very
now, nice. if you would be open to a few questions,
of course. I watched the whole thing. I sat there and watched the whole thing, and really,
this is
we
great.
Were both checking our watches.
This is great for me because what you're doing is reaffirming. Oh, hold on. What do you want, Johnny?
I loved it.
Okay, well, hold on just a second. Let me ask Mike first.
Yes,
Mike, I told you.
I didn't know you were part of that club.
I don't think.
What are you smoking, Norman?
Mike, I thought that the CGI in the ads looked incredibly phony.
Yes. Because let me tell you why it is. If they'd left it, this is just my opinion. If they had left it to the monkey, just the monkey, there were some scenes that I actually thought the CGI was pretty good with the monkey. They spent a lot of time on that, but they couldn't be satisfied with that. You had to throw the dinosaurs into it, and you had to throw the insects in it. When they did that, when they went nuts with the CGI, in my opinion, that's when the CGI looked crappy, because they were doing so much of it. And I know what you're talking about. You're talking about like when they fall through the sky through the vines and stuff. Yeah, it looks like one of those Listerine commercials.
Thank
where
you.
The bottle's swinging on the vine.
Thank you, Mike. That's exactly what when I saw the ads.
John, I don't know how you could sit there and not at least just start to go towards
and
the
now,
end. My God.
To be fair, we gave Mike 2 minutes. Mike was very eloquent.
Thank you so much.
Of course, Mike's a professional broadcaster.
That's
I mean,
true.
Not that you're not, John, but you know, Mike's in here doing it.
John doesn't do this every day, but John and I have had this discussion. It wasn't
with
really
the,
an argument.
With the other opposing point of view, here in 30 seconds is John Norman.
I thought it was beautifully shot. The opening scenes with the old New York were great. The CGI, I didn't find all that distracting. The only scene that I thought that was really distracting was the biplanes. It looked like they were on wires. The dinosaurs were part of the original movie. Okay, the bugs were a little gratuitous. That was new. I thought that Peter Jackson was really true to the old flick, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was one of the best movies I've seen in a really long time.
Wow.
And
yes, I'm
did he
out.
Come up short?
I did. I don't have that sense of timing that you do. Sorry.
Yeah, he only needed 23 seconds.
Well, the only point that I will take from him is
he didn't sell like you sold though.
Is the dinosaurs being part of the original? If they were part of the original, yes. I didn't know that. I didn't watch the old one.
Yes? Hold on a second. We've got a guy on the telephone who allegedly has the Beth Ann show on the air. He's calling from the internet.
Oh, good.
From the Carolinas. Hello.
Very good.
Hey.
Steve, hi. Are you listening on the internet?
Yeah. I'm in Winston-Salem. I pick up WSJS.
Beautiful. Can you turn it on? Can we please hear what the lovely BA show is like?
Yeah, here you go.
You got to use a reading glass.
Afterwards. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 51 now, and it's like a point.
Okay, now we're listening to Beth Ann McBride. You know, we love Beth Ann, our old producer. And this is, she went to be the program director and the afternoon DJ on this talk station.
Yeah, even with a good light.
Where is she?
No, it's blurry.
Yeah.
And I can't
is
get
she
it far enough away.
This is a caller talking to maybe the paid guest?
The guest, yeah. Let's wait and hear if Beth Ann chimes in.
Oh, yeah, fine. No, I don't have
hi, Joe.
Yeah, this is a guy taking calls, a doctor about eye surgery. And as of course, Beth Ann is just...
happy and peppy.
Saying nothing.
Saying nothing.
And I would recommend that...
Although, just hear if we can hear her.
Good light to light everything up well.
But I have heard her, so she's
okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we're listening. Hold on.
Yeah, we're listening. Keep it going, please.
Okay.
You're out there called CK, conductive keratoplasty. And it's okay, but it just gives you
Jesus.
Vision. That's it.
She left us for this?
Well, she knew what she was getting.
Hereditary, I guess. It's just older.
Right. This is like, what
was she taking? Is she taking a bathroom break?
No, it's just age-related. Now, you can try a bifocal.
Think she's got her gold corduroys on right now?
Yeah, even though you don't need much distance correction, it'll give you a little bit.
What the hell is this?
Near. Of course, it is wearing a contact.
These are eyes.
Oh, hold on. I hear music.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, John. Good luck now. Thanks for calling. Dr. Greg Chemis from the Chemis Eye Center. See the difference? They're on Highland Oak Drive right by the Haynes Mall Boulevard, right?
Right.
And Winston-Salem will tell you how to get there, give you directions, everything you need to know. We've got CBS Market Watch coming up next. The doctor is with us till 5 o'clock. 600-1200-WSJS.
Oh, my. Oh, my God.
There you guys go.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you. All right.
Good time.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know which is sadder and funnier, that or the Dick Clark tapes.
Yeah.
I really don't know. You tell me. Hearing Beth Ann do that. Oh, here goes Joe again. Hi, Joe.
It almost reminds me of one of those shows where Joe. The producer is the one who introduces the person on the phone to whoever the talent is.
Oh, yeah, like Frasier.
Right.
Wow. She's Roz.
Oh, Beth Ann.
Wow.
Oh, Beth Ann. We hardly knew you.
Wow. I thought she was going down to talk.
I don't know. She's helping a lot of people in their eyes. Till 5. The doctor is with us till 5.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned for Market Watch.
Well, now I have a dilemma.
What?
I don't know which is worse, the King Kong movie or what I just heard.
I think that guy in Carolina on the internet should call us back after 5 o'clock.
Yes.
So we can hear, you know, I guess 5 o'clock.
I'd like to hear the real her.
When she, if she's going to load up like on bits and stuff.
That's when she blows the 5 o'clock whistle.
After the news.
Do you think she'll be talking about her sex life like we used to make her do?
Yeah, I do.
That would be riveting.
It's 5:02. I'm Beth Ann McBride. I use a mirror. Oh,
wow.
BA.
I was the cotton queen.
Oh, hold on. We got another. God dang it. Dag nabbit. Dag. God dag damn frig.
Pacocamamie.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. Reset. And there we go. Had somebody else had a reading a commercial. Sorry, missed it. The phone's just
probably reading a commercial for the eye doctor.
OBA.
Wow.
OBA.
Oh, man.
B-B-B-B-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A.
Makes me a little mad.
What makes you mad?
Everything.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Mike, I agree with everything you said about King Kong. And I got to add something about the CGI.
Yeah.
She didn't know how to juggle. And they put that in with CGI.
Yeah, I figured that, too. Yeah, there's a scene in King Kong where she's trying to amuse the big monkey, the bad monkey.
Right.
So she juggles, and it was just so obvious that they had put the balls in there, and her hands are just going, just another chance to use that CGI. But I should have asked John when he was in here, you know, would it be better if King Kong had attacked Harry Potter? Because isn't he a fan of the Harry Potter, too?
Oh, yeah.
He is. Like, that's his big thing, right?
Oh, here he goes.
Yes, it is.
Hi, John.
Rob gave me that.
I wrote that.
Harry Potter, huh, John? How about that? Yes, three. Flights of Fantasy.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Me like
big monkey, Mike Badman.
You wrong. You wrong and whatnot.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. King Kong was so bad it made me want to watch a marathon of Speed 2.
Yeah, King Kong sucked. It truly, I mean, it's just too, any movie like that, it's just too long.
You know, but hold on, I think that, Mike, we're all missing the opportunity here. We should be yelling at this guy. Anybody hear this guy?
This guy.
His quote was, it was so bad, made me want to watch a marathon of Speed 2.
Of Speed 2.
No, come on. That's bad.
That's a bad comment.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the CGI.
You're a bad caller.
Right.
Can't you come up with a better analogy than what did you say again? A marathon
of
if you were going to go with, like, you got to take your classic bad movies and perhaps say Caddyshack 2 if you're going for your sequel, you know.
Or Slapshot 2.
I didn't even know there was a Slapshot 2.
That might have been direct to DVD.
It just was.
Those are the best.
You know, but here's what you remember when they were coming out with the advance hype for King Kong. And then afterwards, the critics all love this movie. Right. They're all giving it four. And I don't know what, you know, I don't know what they're watching.
Speed 2, did that even have Sandra Bullock in it? Or did it have?
It had Sandra Bullock, not Keanu Reeves, but yes, Tim Conway.
Tim Conway was in Speed 2?
Mm-hmm. Now I'm watching.
See, now that's an awful analogy. You got to come up with a better one.
And you know what? I hate to say this because I loved School of Rock and I like most of what he does. Mm-hmm. Jack Black sucks in King Kong.
Too. Wrong for it.
Out of his depth.
Hmm.
How about for a bad sequel, Blues Brothers 2000?
Better.
Thank you.
Better. Not great, but better than Speed 2. I mean, if you're going to be using a bad sequel as an example.
Speed 2.
Or you could just...
And you don't really need to use a sequel. You use just a bad movie.
Right.
Oh, okay. I thought we were sticking to sequels.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about his original call, if we're picking that apart.
Cheaper by the dozen, too.
Hey.
Hello. Todd and Mike.
That is a big family. You wouldn't believe the stuff they do.
It's crazy.
God, it's funny.
Todd and Mike.
They went to camp.
Hello. I know, with Eugene Levy's family.
That's funny. He's got a big family, too.
Eugene.
I see the ads. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Funnier the third time.
Hello.
The CGI in the Angry Monkey movie is horrible, and the worst part is actually the dinosaurs. And it wasn't the original movie, but actually it wasn't meant to be in the movie. The person who originally filmed it filmed the dinosaur movie, which he didn't actually get done, and then he didn't want to waste the footage, so he mixed it in.
I didn't even know that.
Really?
Yeah. Is that really true? So it's like... They just had some stuff lying around that they threw in there?
In the original.
They used this incomplete project to sell
Kong. He was filming a dinosaur movie, and it got canned.
Oh,
and he thought the footage was great, so he just spliced it in to the Angry Monkey.
I mentioned to you the CGI when they're falling through the vine might be the worst. No, the worst CGI in this movie. And I'm not giving anything away. If you haven't seen it by now, tough.
Too bad.
Turn your radio down.
It's a bad monkey movie.
But there's a scene where they're being chased by brontosaurs and brontosauruses, and they're actually running between their legs, you know,
of Jurassic Park-ish?
Yeah, but only just the 30 brontosauruses just storming down this valley, and they're miraculously dodging these massive legs coming down and not getting crushed. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna throw up.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I'd like to know if the Bad Monkey's as bad as Godzilla was.
All right, now that's good, because I did see that one with Matthew Broderick. That was awful.
I did not see Godzilla. Mm. I liked the original idea of King Kong, and I wanted to go see it, and I was just completely disappointed.
I wonder, is it as good as like one of the old Godzilla movies with Raymond Burr?
Might be a little better than that.
How about Mothra?
Mothra? Like, doesn't Mothra fight Godzilla at some point?
Eventually, yeah, right. They didn't get along.
Can you find that tape of Raymond Burr real fast?
Yeah.
We got a tape of him saying something from a Godzilla movie. Oh, and when we come back, it's an exciting day. It's a new year, of course, on the Don and Mike show. And when we come back, we have two season premieres for you today.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
When we come back, it will be a season premiere of How About That?
Yes. Oh,
good.
Which could also turn into Isn't That Something?
Very good.
Which could turn into The Larry Thing, which could turn into just about anything.
Right.
But we got to make sure it doesn't turn into E2E.
Right.
Because later today, we also have the season premiere of Elvis to Elvis coming up.
And all those season on the Don and Mike show.
And now Raymond Burr.
What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead?
There you go.
Bravo.
As he laid back, opened his mouth, and said, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Phil, the late Raymond Burr. The word of the day is coprophilia, kids. Yeah. Go to dictionary.com.
Look it up.
Hello, Don and Mike show. True story about Raymond Burr, the late Raymond Burr.
Yes.
Hello.
Phone call?
Yes, phone call. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. You keep referring to King Kong as a sequel. It's not. It's a remake of the original story. Caddyshack 2 is a whole new story.
We never referred to King Kong as a sequel.
Yeah, when Don was illustrating a good metaphor for it being a bad movie. Yeah, well, shut up.
Well, now, hold on. Wait, hold on. Hey, shut up, you ass. And even if I did, who gives a frig?
I mean, okay, fine.
Hold on.
Fine. It's sunny, blue skies, California. Sorry.
Hold on. Hey, shut up for a second. Let me ask you a simple question.
Yes.
When you're sitting there popping the pimples on your ass.
Right.
Do I walk by and say, excuse me, you missed one?
Or?
No,
you would come by and say, you've already picked that. And I'd say, no, I'm picking one on my other cheek.
All right. Okay.
Jesus.
All right, okay. Whatever. Come on. Just get off.
Good day.
Get off my ass.
Nerd boy.
My pimply ass.
West Coast checking.
What?
The West Coast checking.
Yes. There you go. From the north part of the West.
Okay. So it's the debut of How About That?
Yes.
And
we are live.